This is an ABC podcast.
Triple J would like to pay our respect to this country's first peoples, First Nations listeners, artists, and traditional owners of the land throughout Australia. Triple J acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the lands on which we broadcast and pay our respects to them and their cultures, and to the elders past, present, and emerging.
Unearth podcast time. I've got five tracks in my little lunchbox. They're all ready to share with you. I've cut the crusts off. Everything you're going to be hearing today is it's all brand new and it's all from Australian artists. Coming up, you'll hear what it sounds like when a local legend, Gordy, lends an assist to another thoughtful solo songwriter. Also, I've got this juicy electronic track that'll have you feeling weightless, like you're in orbit. That's coming up soon.
Waist down, spaced out, ultra locking low. What do we know? What do we know? I take out the tea now just to set the tone. What do you know? What do you know?
That is new gear from Newcastle band Rum Jungle. These guys have been working super hard over the last few years now, really making some big strides on the back of what appears to be a really strong live work ethic and good songs to back it up. I mean, that is the key. You got to have the songs to back it up. These guys have been impressing lately with what they've been putting out. I just played you that new one from them called Upbeat Lord, aptly named Little Rocky Bop, which follows up this more mellow track they gave us a little earlier in the year called Everything Is Easy. Been smashing that on Unearthed Radio. Although the influences for this band, Rum Jungle, are pretty close to the surface. You can hear Great Gable, Sticky Fingers pretty clearly. It never feels as though it's a put-on from this band. It just feels like they're the next act you'll get into if you like those other ones. Simple as that. Time to change the mood now. This one is beautifully emotive, really lovely stuff.
Accepted now for it.
She goes by the name of Bumpy, and I don't know, it could well be because these songs that she puts out are goosebump-inducing. Sublime stuff from Bumpy, the Noongar solo artist based out of Melbourne now. I saw on her Unearth profile that Bumpy's performed with the likes of Kian and Emma Donovan before, a couple of very celebrated First Nations names. And, you know, don't be surprised if Bumpy follows similar trajectory the way they're going. This is actually the second release that we've heard from Bumpy, who uploaded Falling to Triple J on Earth in 2020. This one for me, though, really impressed me. This is like a much more fleshed out release, you know, very composed, very powerful track. And it's got that searching story, which Bumpy renders so exquisitely with the music, the songwriting, and the vocals, of course. There's this real longing to return home, as the song is called, you know, to find this deeper sort of spiritual connection and a preservation of Bumpy's culture. Really special stuff, I thought. I'm a fan of this artist too, another solo artist actually, goes by the name of Rhino. I think it's Rhino, it might be Reno. It's got to be Rhino, right? Yeah, you just do this stuff when you just read stuff on the internet. But, you know, Rhino, get in touch. Look, if you like your electronic music with double degree of brains and bounce, you'll be into this. Thank you. Something I love to do is poke around on Triple J Unearthed and find out who the artists are inspired by and influenced by. And on Rhino's page, he's mentioned a couple of his heroes like John Hopkins, Tourist, Bonobo comes up there as well. It's all, you know, really well aligned with what he's putting out as well. You know, you've got this intelligent, lush, electronica sort of a sound. What I particularly like, though, about what Rhino is doing is just the balance he strikes. He gets it right. Like, yes, it's mature, it's meticulous, and it would please the chin strokers among the dance music community. But Rhino does all that without losing the danceability and the fun. I'm not saying you'd be outraging to this one, but it's got this propulsive energy and this melodic strength to it. And I really appreciate, you know, the including a real accessibility to go with a track like this, which is immersive and floaty by nature. So yeah, really strong stuff from Rhino. In a week full of new releases, I only can fit 5 in the Unearthed podcast, so I got to be picky and choosy, but I couldn't help but click play on this one when I saw it for a number of reasons that I'll tell you a little bit about, but the first one was its name, Dickhead Song.
Sounds dodgy. You had a fight. Your boyfriend reads your texts and punched a wall on Tuesday night. And that sounds unhealthy. And you say you're fine. And I've been told all my life to keep my best friend tongue in line. But not this time. Not this time. Please leave this to me. He's not good enough for you, and it's not your fault that his mess is the mess you're going through. It's just not true that you need him like the world's been telling you. He's just an angel with some anger trapped inside. Maybe he'll learn lessons and one day he will look back. But until that day, my darling, your life's not a testing track and I want you. My dear friend, you are a catch. And you're funny, smart, and loyal. And we should have been taught to value that. But lately, by your sink, I've seen the empty flasks of gin and the artifacts of loneliness you threw into the bin. And I think it's him. I think it's him. Just were reversed and then you saw it getting worse. I knew you'd be the first to say to me, darling, please.
That is new from the Melbourne Nam artist Guthrie right there. Actually, I hadn't heard from Guthrie in a little while. It felt like that. Anyway, it turns out it's only been a year since Guthrie put out Queenstown, a track on Triple J Unearthed. So, look, I don't know. The passage of time feels very elongated, to say the least, at the moment. I don't think I'm alone in saying that. But yeah, really welcome return from an artist that's been appearing on the outer edges of the radar for a little while now. Guthrie seems to have struck up a collaboration with none other than Gordy.
I want to give you an extraordinary life.
So together, Guthrie and Gordy have been co-producing these new tracks for this project, and this is the first one that we're hearing in 2022. It's very eye-catching to have a song called Dickhead Song, for starters, but you know, there's also some really poignant lines in here that could be pretty familiar, pretty chilling to someone who's experienced abuse or mistreatment in a relationship, more so than just like a dressing down of dickheads in relationships and toxic masculinity. This track is also, I think it's a bit of a love letter to a friend, someone you think is great, someone who just deserves better, and you're just trying to tell them that. That is, kind of a good segue into this next track, which is also from a duo, and it's all about getting what you think you deserve, getting your flowers, and not feeling like shit anymore. I'm a big fan of Candy Moore, the artist who has put this new one out. And look, Candy Moore's, he's mixed his great DIY indie sound with some of the more electronic elements that he's been tooling around with on his TikTok for fun. You know, there's a really like cheeky sort of mishmash of styles on this track. And he's also recruited the very, very underrated solo artist Ivorous to feature on this one. It's called Lose. And look, not to be too punny, but it's a winner. I love this track, and yeah, really glad to include it on the podcast today. I'll catch you next time.
Dreams come true, but not for me and you. Eternal underdogs,
we're bloodied and bruised.
Need a stern talking to. Just once in a while, just once in a blue moon, just once in a while, I would love to win soon. No matter how hard that I try, I still lose. For me.
Just once in a while, just once in a blue.